truly a guidebook, which is divided into two parts, where I start off with some basic facts and information about the Great Appalachian Trail, then give my readers a clear overview of the trail in every region and state it crosses. Next, I talk about how to get started on hiking the Appalachian Trail, along with all different options like a day hike, multi-day hike, and through hike. Next, I spoke about what to expect on the trail, what kind of help and supports are out there, what and how weather can affect your hiking, what wild animals you have to be aware of. Then I discuss how you can find sanitation, restroom, shower, etc. on the trail, how to deal with various illnesses while on the trail. Next up is how you should pack, what gear you need, how to plan a through hike, and how to actually get started on this amazing trip. In the second part of the book, I share how to hike each section day by day and what you can expect, what you need to be looking for, what you need to be aware of on each section of your hike. After hiking through this Great Appalachian Trail twice, I can assure you it can be done, and no, it is not a monumental task, but yes, it will take effort and a strong willingness to go through with it. I know if I could do it, anyone can. I know you can do it too. Good luck. What is the Appalachian Trail? The Appalachian Trail is a 2,190-mile-long hiking trail that stretches across the lands of the Appalachian Mountain Range in the eastern part of the United States. Officially, it is known as the Appalachian National Scenic Trail, starting at the Springer Mountain in Georgia and stopping at Mount Katahdin in Maine. The trail passes through 14 states: Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. A brief history. The Appalachian Trail was thought up by Benton McKay in 1921. His vision was to link many wilderness camps and farms by a long trail for those living in the city. McKay's story was covered in the New York Evening Post by Raymond Torrey. As a result, the Palisades Park Trail Conference took up the idea. 2 years later, the first section from Bear Mountain to Arden in New York was officially commissioned. McKay placed a request for a conference, and this led to the start of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, or the ATC. After its start, the ATC has been responsible for the rapid development, rerouting, and continuous maintenance of the entire trail. As the first complete trail was nearing its completion in 1936, a veteran-funded thru-hike was undertaken to prepare the trail. For 121 days, six Boy Scouts hiked from Maine down to Georgia. During their hike, they cleared and blazed a trail to make it easier for new hikers to explore the trail without getting lost. Since, a combination of diamond trail blazes and detailed maps were used to help hikers plan successful hikes for each and every section throughout the trail. The original Appalachian Trail was completed in 1937. New highlights and beautiful views were added, such as the Roan Mountain along the Tennessee-North Carolina border, Mount Rogers, Grayson Highlands, and the Pochuck Creek in New Jersey. The ATC worked for the signing of the National Trail System Act in 1968. This designated the trail as a National Scenic Trail. Since then, volunteers have worked along with the National Park Service, or the NPS, to develop a permanent route, completed in 1971. As of the year 2000, nearly all land within the trail's span has been purchased by the NPS. Interesting Appalachian Trail facts. The Appalachian Trail is the longest hiking-only trail in the world, and one of the longest trails with continuous markings. There are about 165,000 markers to guide hikers along the trail. The Appalachian Trail is also the biggest and longest-running conservation project supported entirely by volunteers. Volunteers have organized 31 maintenance clubs along the path of the trail to maintain markers and shelters. Those who hike the Appalachian Trail stay in touch with many mountain communities. Near the trail, there are numerous small communities. Nearly every 4 miles, there is a community road across the trail. I bet most of you didn't know that, did you? This allows hikers to explore the trail as a day hike or a multi-day hike with livable communities nearby. The Appalachian Trail is always a work in progress. Nearly the entire trail has seen some type of rebuild or reroute since it was finished in 1937. In fact, many of today's most beautiful sections weren't a part of the original trail. For example, the southern terminus at Springer Mountain wasn't designated until 1956.